Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
How are you doing? This is Dove Knight again. You know, I want to say thank you, Twitter, and to the world for listening to me. As I said before, Legacy Songs is out. I wanted to get off some stuff that came to my concern. If you heard anybody out there talking about me as a person or this show, please contact me directly about all questions. Don't listen to naysayers or anybody who other than me, Dove Knight. That's all. People are probably wondering if I performed at any of these places. As I told you before, I performed a lot of places many times in the past, and I did perform on Hollywood Boulevard, and I performed. Unfortunately, due to COVID, it was impossible to perform, and I hope to perform in the near future. This is my 7th album. Might be one more, but it definitely would be something released. I've written lots of songs. I'm an artist. I'm not just a singer. I write songs. Now, you heard my I Do Love You, you know, and I hope that, you know, you can call me for any questions. You know, guest calling, you know, you probably can call in. You can ask questions. Contact me at DaphnesLove22 Twitter. Just send me an email. I'll contact you about anything. Contact me directly. Because unfortunately, when you know, me being an artist and having the ability to write, I unfortunately, as I said before, came across these people nearby, the one that undermined it. They don't like, I'm a threat to being an artist and so on. And I live near Los Angeles, Hollywood. There's lots of artists that live in the San Gabriel Valley, San Fernando Valley. They live all the way up to Canoga Park, Van Nuys, North Hollywood, West Hollywood, etc. This is not, this place, L.A., is not like, we're not living in the middle of Indiana, okay? And I have people around me who think they're living in the middle of Indiana. And this is not Indiana or Kansas. This is Los Angeles. This is Hollywood. And that's why I came out here for him. And, you know, the thing about my legacy is that I dealt with people who were too superficial about music, thinking about image is important. No, it's not. It's about music. Age is important. No, it's not. It's about music. It's whether if I could sing or I write or I play. I think most people would universally would agree with that. However, if you or anybody have any questions, because I support all people who go for their dreams or have talents and to continue no matter what age, because we all are blessed to be somebody and to go for dreams and to work hard at it. And to create. Creating is such a gift. It's positive. And to say anything negative about a creative person is truly wrong when it's unwarranted for no reason other than just to undermine their potential. And that is really the truth. My legacy is to confront that and to continue to create. It's about creating. Here's a song that I did on Legacy. It's called I Do Love You. And I just want to say thank you for listening. And I really appreciate all of you for listening, whoever listens to these podcasts, because you letting me be able to talk and express how I feel. And I'm always respectful of all people who listens to me directly or directly with my tweets and so on, because I am civilized and I am a good person. That's why I always reemphasize, have good manners to all my fellow human beings, regardless of who they are, where they are, no matter where they come from. Here's I Do Love You.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know? I really want to love you. That's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me for eternity. Don't you know really do? You know really do. True. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's
it. You'll find that on the Legacy Songs. I did put on a Twitter that I became a doctorate. Being somebody who's a being a doctorate, I showed the diploma. I probably showed it again briefly. It was truly a joy to do that because I was expanding my horizons. I don't mean to be off topic, but that's just part of who I am. I had to utilize my mind as I utilize my art because my art is important. I Do Love You was such a great song. And in capacity, just me just sitting there writing and playing the keyboards. And, I just wrote this whole song from my head, and playing it on keyboards. There was no microphone. There was no nothing. It was not much preparation. Perhaps my voice was, it was shown raw, and it was a great thing to do. I mentioned being a doctorate because, it's about going for dreams and expansion. So when I make I Do Love You or if I expand my mind in intellectual matters, it's such a great thing to do. The other thing I want to say is I mentioned previously in this podcast about Indiana and Kansas. Indiana and Kansas are great places. Everywhere in America is great to go to. So I apologize if I offend anybody. There's nothing wrong with those places. What I was trying to emphasize is that, the reputation of Indiana and Kansas is the Midwest and, have a lot of things there. In comparison to Los Angeles, with so many entertainers, it's such a different area. Los Angeles, New York are places of entertainment. A lot of people have dreams like me who come here, and making that song and releasing it to the public is an aspect of going for that dream. And that's what it is. It's about being positive. So to all people, regardless of where you're from, I'm always respectful to those in Indiana, and no matter where you come from, we are all important. I always emphasize that. So I apologize if I came off as whatever, inconspicuous. That was not my intention. But the most important thing about this podcast is to talk about, not just these issues, but also my art. Legacy Songs is available for you. It also has a song, I Love Is Spiritual. Love Is Spiritual is, that was done the same way I don't know. It's so much volume. It's great. It was great to do. It's just come up with some kind of melody. Some people ask me as well, I was going to go back to the recording studio and release more recordings, or do I have any more recordings to release? I don't know for now, but I will say in the future, yes. There are songs that I have done on my own that I may release in little films, or I may release it as a single. So that's what I plan possibly to do. It might be another album, Greatest Hits, I don't know. I released 7 albums, well, 8 or 9 songs. So that is a triumph. To release 7 songs is a triumph in terms of artistry and creativity. I'm just such a person with artistry. People ask me what aspects of my life that I do besides this. You know, I'm intellectual. I'm also do a lot of other things. I've written books about my songs. I do a lot of things. I do a lot of things outside. But being an artist is why I came to Los Angeles for that dream. And to all those who come out here or who are out here with a dream to be in the entertainment industry, I hope it all comes true. And releasing it to the public was a blessing. I always try to be respectful of everybody. Sometimes, you know, I come off as, you know, a little out of it or eccentric, but that's my personality, and it's good to be who I am. That's why I written that song, Unique. Unique is about being uniquely who I am, because it's a beauty to be uniquely me. But Legacy is out there. And to all those who go for degrees like me, you know, go for it. Whether it's bachelor, master's, PhD, AA, go for it. Education is freedom. And getting a college degree, whether it's undergraduate, graduate, or any certificate in using your hands or any type of schooling, it doesn't have to always be college. It's a triumph. Getting degrees is a triumph. So I say that when I say triumph, it is an achievement, and it's about increasing our knowledge. And it's the same thing as making music. Expand one's horizon. Expand one's chances to be enlightened and expansive in this world. So thank you. Good day. Good night from Dove Knight, and I'll be back in a week or two. Bye.